Today, Farm Bureau Agri Thoughts on legislation to limit the authority of a president to designate national monuments. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. With the start of the new administration, there's been a lot of attention on the president using his pen to bring about executive orders that opposition voices wail and complain about. Within the halls of Congress, legislation is being pursued to handcuff the ability of a president to designate national monuments. The bill is called Ending Presidential Overreach on Public Lands. It's authored by Congresswoman Celeste Molloy from Utah. When she spoke about the bill's introduction, Nevada's Congressman Mark Amity was by her side in support of the change. Ending presidential overreach on public lands is a very simple and straightforward proposal. We often hear about the hundreds of pages that are brought up for consideration by our elected representatives to vote on. This is a two-page bill, and the directive is very easy to understand. It says the establishment or extension of a national monument may be undertaken only by express authorization of Congress. Such an approach warrants approval and passage. In the closing time of his administration, President Biden designated another two national monuments in California, locking up just under 850,000 acres for this designation. While Biden's pen wasn't as active in designated national monuments as Obama's administration, running over local citizens and just politically exercising the power of the pen isn't right. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.